And that was outshined by the mighty Soundgarden with the mighty Chris Cornell singing that. The record on which Outshined was a part, Bad Motorfinger, was hugely influential to Rage Against the Machine when we formed the band. And in my view, it was Chris in particular and Soundgarden in general, which were one of the few artists that redefined hard rock music and redeemed it until the idea of marrying these huge Sabbath-esque, Zeppelin-esque riffs with intelligent poetry about real life, a real life that didn't concern, you know, the occult and groupies and things like that. That was like an invention of Chris Cornell's, you know, and the heaviness of the unapologetic heaviness of the riffs. Because a lot of my friends that loved metal, they weren't down with the punk bands because it was, the music was kind of scrubbly and they didn't like the lyrics that might have been more personal or political. And friends who liked punk, they thought that metal was stupid because it had, you know, like goofy lyrics. And Chris was like, I love metal and I'm a smart guy who's got something to say. And that's, you know, really one of the pillars of his legacy, which is seen throughout the Bad Motorfinger record and was very influential to Rage Against the Machine. During that period where Chris was adrift in the early days, I got a text from Chris in the middle of the night, which read, if you swallow the coin from the wishing well, your dreams will come true in heaven or hell. And that stuck with me. And I wrote a song for my friend Chris then. This was in 2001, about moments of doubt. It's called The Garden of Gethsemane, which is where Jesus had his moment of doubt. And it's kind of a Father, take the cup from my lips kind of song that I wrote for Chris. And here it is, The Garden of Gethsemane.